This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, welcome to Friday. A delightful day, the best day of the week. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Vin Hassan Instagram. It's true. Vinny can pull off anything, even a low-cut dress. Woo!
So I'm pulling
You know, I do like, pull
it
off right now. I love a man in a dress. Check out the Vin Hassan Instagram and check out his brand new style. Compliments of
Thank
his daughters.
You.
They really put a look together for you, my friend.
Yeah, they did. How about all that lipstick on my teeth? I didn't know it was there until after I saw the picture and went, thanks, girls.
I thought maybe you'd eaten a brownie. It's so disgusting looking. I assumed it was lipstick. I thought,
Yeah, I didn't know until I saw the picture, but yeah, gross.
Well, congratulations on the makeover. I mean, that's a, they should have made that into a TV special, like, with the big reveal at the end. Imagine that. Here comes Vinny. Oh, boy. Anywho, we're going to start with Disney.
All right.
They want to reopen. It looks like, I think they had said July 17th. I can't remember the exact date. But
no,
it's,
that's it.
Yeah, I think that's been pushed.
It has, absolutely.
Yeah, like to an un... They haven't named a date. They're
TBD, I think, is the term used.
Oh, TBD, is that
to be determined, but...
Someday.
Right. Well, I think that they had some union issues with the employees who didn't want to go back and were sort of saying, please don't open this soon. But I also think Disney's pretty darn careful about the experience that they present to people. They want everyone to have the best day of their life. So, if you leave there with COVID, that's not what they're after.
Yeah.
So I get why they'd postpone it.
It's interesting. I was reading this morning, this isn't a story about that, although, we'd all sort of been hopeful that, I guess anybody with kids or people who love Disney were sort of like, oh, maybe that could happen. That'll feel normal. Mm-hmm. The closer we get to these dates that used to seem so far flung, everything seems less and less likely. But as I was reading this story about Splash Mountain, which apparently is... something based on Song of the South, which is a Disney movie, and it's a movie that depicts a black man in the South, and he's telling these stories. I think his name's Uncle Remus, and I've seen it. We all kind of grew up on the Disney Channel, so from time to time we would see this thing. It came out in 1946, and it's... they've never released it on home video or
I've never seen it.
Oh, is that so?
I've never seen it. And I don't... as you just said, somehow Space Mountain is...
Splash Mountain.
Oh, Splash Mountain. Whatever you just said is linked to that movie. I have no idea about that.
I didn't realize it either until they've now... because they're changing it up now. But I was thinking about Disney and, there plenty of movie companies had troubling depictions of black Americans and their roles in society over the years. And even as I started watching the movie that I watched yesterday, The Parent Trap, the original one from 1961, I in my head I thought, oh God, I hope there's no I hope there are no black people in service in this movie. And I, because I knew that the lady who lives in Boston, the mother, mm-hmm. I knew that she's like, she's sort of like, you know, highfalutin, like they live in this very proper household. And I couldn't remember anything about like this because there are servants in it. And there were, they were all white, and I don't know if that was by design or what. And then I was thinking, oh, God, and the other little girl, she lives on a ranch. I wonder if the ranch hands will be black. I just wondered, like, what will mm-hmm. the depictions be? it, but, man, that thing is lily white, top to bottom. You know, right. there is no racial representation of anybody but white people in that movie. So I guess that's less troubling than if there were black servants in the house. I don't know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Well, one of the things, just to touch on it real quick, I do think that we're going to have to just get with the fact that some of these older representations are horrifying by today's standard.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that we're not making progress or things. I mean,
agreed.
It was the way it was. I get it. It's you look back at it and you go, all right, well, that's like you said, that whole, there's no racial makeup in that film from 61 at all.
Zero. Only white people.
But I don't think that means it makes it useless.
No, certainly not. And it's, you know, look, it's a cute, if you take it for what it was meant to be, it's a darling little story about two twins who were separated at birth, you know. Anyway, back to Splash Mountain. Because I realized I had been thinking, I watched a Disney movie yesterday. I'm reading these stories about mm-hmm. them reworking Splash Mountain. They're ditching the Song of the South, which apparently is what it was based on. I don't know that. I don't remember it from Song of the South. All I remember from Song of the South really is zippity doo da. We probably shouldn't play that.
What a wonderful. Well, it's easy to avoid these things, that's for sure. So for those of you who are horrified by older, you know, these time capsule pieces that are that show, you know, racism or whatever, they're easy to avoid. I haven't seen The Parent Trap until yesterday or the day before.
Right.
I'm 51, so it's not like these things are jumping out from, you know, underneath sewers going, hey, watch me. It's, you know, you got to seek them out.
So they're now going to base Splash Mountain on The Princess and the Frog, which was the 09 movie that introduced Disney's first black princess.
That movie is a 10. It's excellent.
A great movie. It really is. And so I looked at some, they had a link to some of the artwork and stuff that they're, you know, as they're reimagining Splash Mountain. And I looked at kind of, they had a bunch of quotes, and I thought to myself, you know, this is, look, everyone I feel like in the last few weeks has found out a lot about the way the world works, things I really didn't know and didn't understand. And I looked at some of the stuff here. They've got, there are a couple of black American women who are clearly in high-powered positions at Disney. And I actually thought, you know, good for them. There's a woman by the name of Charita Carter. She's the senior creative producer at Walt Disney Imagineering. And a woman named Carmen Smith, who's the creative development and inclusive strategies executive. And they're both quoted talking about the changes that they're making at Splash Mountain. And then they have quotes from some of the people who did the voice work in there. But it looks like if your kids are fans of The Princess and the Frog, which yes. and the music is absolutely great in that, mm-hmm. They are retheming it. And they say the retheming of Splash Mountain is of particular importance today. The new concept is inclusive, one that all of our guests can connect with and be inspired by. And it speaks to the diversity of millions of people who visit our parks each year.
If you haven't seen that movie, it's excellent. Between the music and the jazz and the blues and the and I love the firefly that's in love with the star. I just love the whole thing. So you'll like it a lot if you haven't seen it.
Princess Tiana, right? Isn't that her name?
Yep.
So next time you go to Disney, it looks like I don't know if they're in the middle of this or they're just starting the rework, because they don't do anything halfway at Disney. I'm sure this whole thing will be completely revamped. But Splash Mountain is getting, they're ditching Song of the South and going with Princess and the Frog. Let's see here. I want to talk a little bit about the Bubba Wallace NASCAR news thing. The social media is just, it's, well, I don't need to tell you. There's some good, solid people on there, you know? Mm-hmm. Vinny, you're on there wearing a dress. You're solid. Nice guy.
Check me out.
Yep. Social media is just cannot stop talking about this being some kind of conspiracy. It's, you know, or just a silly overreaction to this noose, the noose knot that was tied in a garage door pull. NASCAR posted a picture of the pull rope that was found in Bubba's garage at Talladega last Sunday. If you haven't heard, Bubba Wallace is the only full-time NASCAR driver. He's the one who asked them to ditch the Confederate flag. He finds it hurtful, and he's, you know, he's not wrong. Certainly that comes with some historical context. And they said, yeah, okay, no more of that. Let's move ahead. Let's come down on the right side of history and do away with that. And there have been protests, and there, you know, there was a flag, a Confederate flag that was flown over the Talladega Raceway last Sunday as there was a race that was supposed to happen on Sunday. It didn't happen until Monday. And there was some love. There was a lovely show of support, too, after the finding of a noose on the garage pole in Bubba's garage. So it's, you know, it is tied into a noose knot. There's no question about that. They've released the picture.
Right.
There's no debating whether or not it's tied in a noose. Now, whether that had anything to do with anything is another story. However, it had been in there, you know, in the same garage for almost a year, long before it was assigned to Bubba. So it was not a targeted attack on him. And there may not have been any racial intent behind it in the first place. However, NASCAR said it conducted a thorough sweep of every garage area at all 29 tracks where they raced. That's 1,684 garage stalls. And they only found 11 where the pull rope was even tied in a knot. And of all those 11, only one was tied in a noose. And Bubba wound up in that garage. So they feel their whole reaction to the thing was totally justified, whether it was targeted or not. Bubba Wallace, it should be repeated, did not discover the noose himself, nor did he report the discovery of it. He was informed of its existence by NASCAR. And I had even heard that, like, the head of NASCAR came to him with tears rolling down his face saying, "We found this thing." NASCAR considered the act a hate crime directed at Wallace. The discovery came just days after they had announced their decision to ban the Confederate flag. As news of the FBI's findings saying, you know, look, that was a, it's just a knot tied in a, there's the picture that they released.
Yeah, that's a noose. That's not, you know, all those people saying, that's not, no, that is a noose.
Yes.
What is what that is. But go on.
And in light of everything else that was going on at the time to find that there, I'm sure, was disturbing. And it's good that they looked into it. It turns out the thing's been there for a year. Maybe someone knows how to tie a noose rope, and that's, they felt like that would be the thing to tie to pull down the door. Who the hell knows? So MLB star Curt Schilling, he's wound up having to deactivate his Twitter after comparing Bubba Wallace to Jussie Smollett. As news of the findings of the FBI spread, he and many others he was quick to suggest that Bubba Wallace had fabricated his account. And of course, in a show of support for Bubba, they went crazy on him on Twitter. They being people on Twitter. So he wound up shutting down deactivating his Twitter account. And actually, if I could, speaking of Jussie Smollett, there is an update in his story. Jussie Smollett is a guy who, over a year ago, I want to say it was a year ago this past winter, I don't know what's alleged and what's real, but I mean, I think it comes down to, he looks like he paid a couple guys to assault him and put a rope around his neck and supposedly yell, "Make America Great Again."
Threw bleach on him, he said.
Right. That's right. I forgot about that. Anyway, these brothers who claimed that they were paid to stage an attack against Jussie Smollett are now reportedly unwilling to testify against him. Chicago police allege that Abel and Ola Osundario were paid $3,500 to jump Smollett in what he feigned was a racist and homophobic attack against him back in January of 2019. They had originally, the two brothers, had originally expressed intent to fully cooperate and testify against him. I guess that their lawyer said they've had a change of heart, but it sounds like they're holding out to get their stuff back. I guess a bunch of their personal items were taken in the investigation.
Oh.
They say it's been over a year. They need to give us our stuff back. Valentine's Day is when they did the sweep of these guys' pads, I guess. They took, among other things, a safe containing a 9mm gun and ammunition that belongs to Abel. He's a legal gun owner. And anyway, there's been a big battle over the possession of these things. And they're saying, look, you know, we're not suspects in this case. We're here to tell you that we were hired to do this thing. We're not the ones who've been charged, I guess I should say. So it sounds like they're just holding out to get their stuff back. But anyway, right as of right now, they're not ready to testify against him. And finally, here in the early celebrity trash, Joy Reid is about to make history as cable's first Black female primetime anchor. Back in March, she was on the short list to take over the slot, which was occupied by Chris Matthews until his abrupt exit from MSNBC. He'd been hosting Hardball on the network since 1999 and had been expected to retire soon anyway, but he quit after accusations of, quote, inappropriate comments, including flirting with a guest off camera. So Joy Reid, it looks like she's got the job. It's going to be, I think it's 7 o'clock weekdays. So congratulations to her. She's been a fill-in host there, and she hosts AM Joy weekends on the network. But she's filled in for the big primetime stars over there. And so Joy Reid, she'll become cable's first Black female primetime anchor. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Summer travel party, people, after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.